The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen. Daf Kuf Tet Zayin. Today's Daf is being studied in Nishmat, Marat Zekenati, Yafa Batzara. Abraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem tenchem began Eden, Amen. Today's Daf is being studied in Fu'a Shema Moshem ben Nira, Eden al-Faradon, Fatanem, Shatimu, Fatanem, 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 Fatanem. Begin today's Daf on Kuf Tet Vav, Amud Bet, bottom line. We learned on yesterday's daf the inyan of takala. We don't let a kohen hold in his possession terumah that is teme'ah. Why? I'm worried he might come to eat it. So the Gemara comes along and says, "V'takala atzma tana'ehi." This item of takala is actually machloket tana'im. Do we allow a kohen to leave terumah teme'ah in his possession? Where do we see some machloket tana'im? Netanya, habit shel yayin shel terumah shenitmet. Bet Shammai omrim, tishapech hakol. Bet Shammai says, you got to empty the whole thing out. Kula, one shot. Bet Hillel omrim, tasi ziluf. Bet Hillel says, no, don't pour it out right away. You have wine, make use of, don't eat it, but use it for ziluf. Amar b'Yishmael b'Rabbi Yosef, Eli Achriya, I'm going to come and compromise between the two opinions of Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Bet Hillel says, use it. Bet Shammai says, throw it out. I'll say something in between. Mebayit ta'asi ziluf, u'basadeh t'shafich. Listen, it depends where it happened. If it happened in the Kohen's house, so then already, make ziluf. But if it happened in the field, that it became tameh, so now more by the time, you've got to bring it from the field to the house, that's already a step removed, then empty it out. So I'll make a chaluk. If it became tameh in the house already, where the house is ra'uy for ziluf, no, use it for ziluf. If the guy come in the field, wait, you don't make ziluf in the field. You got to transport it. Oh, that's already extra time. Then I'll be mahmiya. So he makes a compromise between the two opinions. So it comes out, this is not a regular hakra'ah. Usually hakra'ah means I'll decide between the two opinions. Here he's creating a third opinion. That's not called a hakra'ah. You're just now saying a third shita. Betila said, you always could use it for ziluf. I don't care where. And Bet Shammai said, you always have to empty it out. So the Mishmael comes along and says, you know what? I'm going to compromise. They usually compromise, not compromise. Hakhra'ah means I'm going to decide who to follow. But he didn't decide who to follow here. He made a new opinion. So the Gemara says, another way of learning it. Ika de Amri. Another hakhra'ah. Biyashan. Ta'ase ziluf. Old wine. Make ziluf. Because it's ready to make ziluf. Behadash. But on new wine, then I'll tell you, you gotta wait. Then already empty it out. So again, he made another shita there. Amru lo, en hakra'ah shilishit makra'at. Your hakra'ah is not a hakra'ah. It's a third opinion. Therefore, don't call it a hakra'ah. Now you're making you say third opinion. But what do you see from over here? You see basically over here that there's a shita of Bet Shammai that says, you gotta empty it out right away. But Bet Hillel said, you can use it for ziluf. So the whole concept of takana is actually a mahloket tanaim. Look at the top of Nashi now, or the second line of Nashi. He just goes through this hakra'ah business and drop. En hakra'ah shashim makra'at. Tam atzmecha ata omer. Rabbi Shmuel, you're giving your own shita. Velo kedeve echad mehen. Shishnehem lo eskiru ba'ayit v'sadeh. Which means, they didn't mention field, they didn't mention house, they didn't mention new wine, they didn't mention old wine. Give me a potential how hakra'ah would work in this case. Cases like this. Kegod, iavatari bet Shammai, ben nimet bebayit, ben basadeh, teshapech hakol, ubet Hillel omrim, ben bebayit, uben basadeh, ta'aseh ziluf. Rabbi Shimon omer, netma basadeh, teshapech hakol, bebayit, ta'aseh ziluf. Netama netarvayu, kamachra'ah. Which means, if they would have spoken out Betelel would have said clearly, Bayit Sadeh Arukeh Zinuf. Bet Shabbai would say, Bayit Sadeh Arukeh Tishapech. To be Machriya, then you would take a little of Betelel and a little of Bet Shabbai. At least they said it. But to start adding new items that they never even mentioned, that's not called a Hakna'ah. That's why the Gemara said you're making up a third opinion. Which means, if Betelel would have said, Bendit bet bebayit, Bendit bet besadeh, also I'm being machriya, I'll take Betelel when it happened in the bayit. And I'll take Bet Shammai when it happened in the sadeh. But if they didn't say it, you cannot start creating halukim that were not said explicitly by the rabbis themselves. Good? Correct. Rashi, I'm reading the end of Rashi. Aval hacha, de'inu lo gale datayu. They themselves did not reveal their opinions. De'leve shum midi chenuk b'bayit l'sadeh, tamad Rav Shein kamar. Right, you're throwing in issues that they themselves never raised. So therefore that's your own idol. Comes to Gemara, continues. Back to the Mishnah. Imamalu atzilet shelcha. Okay, let's go slow. What did we learn in the Mishnah? Guys walking with a barrel of wine, guys walking with a barrel of honey, the honey falls. The guy's a good guy, he knows honey's more expensive than wine, he empties his wine and saves the honey. Mishnah said, Stam, the guy just has to pay him for his work. But if he stipulated it, said, listen, I'll empty my honey, I'll empty my wine if you pay me for the wine, then he's got to pay him for the wine. Nebara says, Amai. Why does he have to pay him at all? I was just joking around with you. Which means, the guy tells him, listen, you're going to pay me, I'll do it if you pay me for my wine. Alright, I'll pay you for your wine. And then after he empties his wine out, tell him, I was just joking around, I want you to do it. Wait a minute, could you do that? Come on, says, yeah. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn it in Braita? Hareshaya Boreach Mebeta Asurin. Guy was running away from the jail. There was like a bridge or like a boat that's there to take him across the river. I'll pay you a dinar and cross me the river. He doesn't got to pay me a dinar. He only has to pay him cost. Because what can he tell him? I wanted you to do it for me. I was joking around. I'm not giving you a dinar. I'll pay you whatever it is, whatever the toil is, but I'll pay you the dinar. I was joking around with you. I said it because I wanted you to do it. Same thing. Let him say, also, listen, I wanted you to recover my honey. So I told you, I'll pay you. But I'm not paying you full power. I'll pay you whatever your work is. The Gemara says, no, that's not a fair analogy. If you want to compare the case of the Mishnah that we said with the honey, it's more comparable to the Sefa, the case of the boat, of the ferry. The imamal lo tol dinar ze bischarcha ra'avirani noten lo sukharo mushlam. Oh, in the case of the ferry boat, it clearly says that if the guy told him, listen, I'm only taking you if you pay me my full... if he tells him, tol dinar ze bischarcha, take this dinar as your payment for your schar, for your payment, ba'avirani, then noteno serach secharo mushlam. And that's the case in the Mishnah, where the guy stipulated clearly and said, listen, pay me for my services. So there's like in the sefa of the ferry boat, where the guy says, take full payment, I'll pay you full payment. In the first, so the Gemara's question is, mai shena reshah, mai shena sefa? In the case of the ferry boat, why in the Neshah, the guy says, Tol dinar, you say, he doesn't got to give him a dinar. The second case is the same case. Tol dinar bischar. Take dinar as your payment, he's got to pay him. Well, the word schar changes it? So the Gemara, I'll tell you what it is. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, Betsayad Ashole Dagim Ben Ayam. The guy in the ferry boat is also a fisherman. Va'amale Afsedetani Kevari Bezuzah. He tells the guy, listen, if I take your cross, I'm losing I'm losing the fishing time. I'm losing fishing time. Mm. So the guy says, oh, I'll pay you a dinar. I'll cover your losses. So in that case over there, that he's got to pay him. But Stab, he's able to tell him, Mishateh ani machlek Rashi, ma'avonet, sefina rehava, it's a wide boat, shovrim ma'aruch havana, it goes across the river. That's what scharo meant. Meaning the schar that you're going to lose from the fish. Diktari told Rabbi Schar Shatam of Seed Khan. Ftabri Rotelo or Toskabishlam, but it did not be a refsi do Nikar, which means since it's Nikar the loss, meaning the guy says, look, I fish. You're telling me to take you across the river. The guy says, no, I'll give you a dinar because he sees where the loss is. When the loss is evident, then he can't say, I was just joking around. You see the loss. Similarly over here, the guy, the honey, sees the loss. He sees the guy pouring out his barrel of wine. So he can't come after and say, I was just joking around. That he has to pay, which is when it's an evident loss that's obvious, you cannot say, I was joking around. I review. In the case of the ferry, the guy sees he's a fisherman. He sees he's getting fish, he's making money. So now he comes along and says, listen, I'll take you across, but I'll pay you. That guy's got to pay him. Because he sees. Similarly, in the case of the Mishnah, the guy's walking with his wine. The guy says, you know what? If you want, I'll pull my wine out and I'll save your honey, but I want to get paid for my wine. The guy sees him, he's going to pour his wine out. That guy said, he has to pay him. But Sheikh and Stab, in the first case, the guy wasn't a fisherman. The guy just tells him, do me a favor, take me across, I'll give you a dinar. Then you'll have to pay schar for the, I don't have to pay for the actual dinar itself. Shatav tar chamoro v'chamor chavero shelo yafe mane. Okay, we gave two cases in the Mishnah. We gave a case of the wine and the honey, we gave a case of the chamor. What was the case of the chamor? Two guys of chamorim, they got drowned in the water. One chamor is more expensive than the other. So the guy with the cheaper chamor says, I'll forget about my chamor, I'll save your chamor. So if he doesn't stipulate in the beginning, so that he saves his friend's chamor, he only has to pay him for his labor. But if he stipulates and says, listen, I'll save your chamor, but you got to pay me for my chamor that I'm going to lose, then he has to pay him. So what do you need two cases for? The wine and the honey and the chamor case is the same case. Besericha. The yashmi'in and kamait, if you just came in the wine and the honey case, hatam udichi pani sheiv ledemeh, koneh mishum debiyadayim kapasin. I would say in the first case, the reason why he gets full payment when he stipulated, because biyadayim, he lost his honey, he poured his wine out. When you pour your wine out biyadayim, so then already you can have a right to claim full payment. But in this case, anyway, your donkey was drowning, which means you didn't drop your chamor into the water. It was in the water already. Even if you stipulated, I would think, that maybe he only gets the amount of his work. That even in the second case, where the chamor was lost already, he still can claim full value. Then I go the other way. If you told me the case of the chamor, I would tell you the case of the chamor, mistama, where he didn't stipulate, since he didn't lose his chamor biyadayim, that's why he only gets paid for scharo. But in the case of the wine, where he's actually pouring his wine on the ground, maybe he can get paid full price even without stipulating. That's why it says siricha, that no. That even in the first case where you're dropping the wine on purpose, only if you stipulate you get full payment, and if not, not. Interesting cases now. Yarad lasil. Okay, guy went out to save his friend's hamor. He was willing to give up his own hamor. Right? Ve'ala shelo be'elav. Oh. And his hamor came up by itself.
He made the deal.
He made the deal already. Guy said, all right. You save my chamor, I'll pay you for that chamor now, for yours. Now what happened? It came out.
So you can save his name.
So the question is, Mao, do you, what are the two sides of the question? Do you say, well, listen, you got yours back, I don't have to pay you. Right. Oh, no. You stipulated to pay me. What I got back, that was a gift from God. So therefore, I get my chamor plus. You didn't know it was coming back to me, you committed to pay. So he told him, Mishabaya rechimu aleh. Yeah, they had mercy on the guy. Therefore, he gets his chamor back. Plus, you made a deal with me. Therefore, I get paid. But you don't. You can't come along and say, oh, you got your hamor back. That's God's business with me. He was nice to me, he got my hamor back. You promised me, you didn't know that. You told me if I do this, you're going to pay me for my hamor. So give us like the story. Ki had Rav Safra, Hamaka Azim Shayarta, Rav Safra was going on a caravan with people. Lavinu Ahu Ari. There was a lion that traveled with them. That was to their advantage, because the lion was protecting them from all their assets. So every night, they made a deal amongst all the guys in the caravan. Every night, one of the guys in the caravan would throw a hamor to the lion to feed him, to keep him happy, but they were happy the lion was with them. So that was Rav Safra's chance. He was up, he had to throw his hamor to the lion. It didn't eat it. So what did he do? He took it back. Which means the deed is not that they tell Rav Safra, okay, you gotta do it tomorrow night. No, my chance is up. I gave my hamor up. Min Shemaya, they gave it back to me. I'm good. Next guy up. I'm done. So similarly, you say the same thing. In this case over here, where the donkey came back, that's my good luck. But you still have to pay me. Now the Gemara has a side question. Why did he have to go grab the donkey back to make a kinyan? The Chaura, it's his donkey. Why? Yes, he made his donkey hefker to the lion, but he didn't make his donkey hefker to everybody else. So the Chaura, he didn't even have to come and grab it back. It's his. The lion didn't eat it, it's automatically his. Come on, says, you're right. He did it just to prove his point. He didn't want to get into a mahloka with the guys on the caravan, so he just took it back. He didn't want them to say, oh, I didn't eat it, really, it's ifkir. So Rav Hamid al-Tah just to make himself clear from everybody else. So therefore, he took it back. So basically, what do you see from over here? The guy that gets his donkey back, that's a prophet from God, and the other guy starts to make good on his deal that he made. Rav Minabi. Next question. Oh, another question. Yarad la'asil velo hisil mahu. Okay, the guy went down to save his friend's hamor, but he wasn't able to save it. Mahu, which means, does the other guy have to pay for the first hamor? Which means, do you say, well, he didn't execute? Or do you say, no, listen, you made it, he tried to go save the hamor, he didn't save, but still you made it, that you're going to pay for his hamor. Maybe he's have to pay. Amalo vizu she'ela. So he told me, you know what, this is a good question. Eno ela scharo. You only pay for his work, you do not pay for the hamor. You only have to pay for his hamor if you redeem his. But since he didn't save it, so therefore, you do not have to compensate him only for his labor. But he tried. So then you have to pay for the effort. Etivis, we give it as a question. You hired a worker, lehavi kruv vidur maskanim. You hired a worker, do me a favor, go pick up for me what's kruv. Kruv is cabbage and apricots?
Prunes.
Or prunes. For a chole, for a sick guy. He's a shaliyah. V'alach. So the guy went, he picked up the prunes, he picked up the kruv. Umtza'o shemet o shebri. By the time he got back, either the patient died or the patient got better. Note no sechare mushlam. You have to pay him for what he did, for his for the prunes, for the kruv. So what do you see from over here? That even though you don't need him, you still have to pay. So similarly over here, the guy went and did effort. He tried, even though he didn't come up. Still a chare, you have to pay him full price. Gemara says, "What are you? That's not a fair analogy." Amar lemidame, hatam avid shaliyah shlichote, haka lo avid shaliyah shlichote. Big difference. Over there, the guy at least brought back the prunes and the kruv. He fulfilled the shlichot, so you have to pay him. What do I care if the guy got better or the guy got died? Here, the guy didn't do what he was sent to do. He didn't save the hamor. So therefore, you only have to pay for the shlichot. You don't have to pay for the schar of the labor, but you don't have to pay for the full price. Why not?
Sketch of Bab Messiah. Shayara Shaitam Alikh Ba Midbar Bahmad Ali Gayas, the Turfa. Like this is what a Shayara that's coming in the Midbar caravan. And what happened? Like robbers came up against it to plunder it. So they made a deal with the robbers. They're going to pay a certain price to settle.
מחשבים לפי ממון, ואין מחשבים לפי נפשות. How do you calculate how much each guy has to pay? You have to divide it proportionally somehow. So it says, you go according to how much money each guy has. It's proportionate to the money. Guy has more money, has to pay more money. Guy has less money, pays less money. Ve'en mechashimim lefi nefashot. You don't pay according to the people. So let's say it's $1,000. You don't divide it by 10 guys, each guy give 100. No, you look at each guy, how much money he has, and it's relative to the money. Because they're coming for money, they weren't coming for bodies. They weren't coming to kill, they were coming for money. So if it's the money that did it, so therefore you have to have more money, so you made us more vulnerable. So therefore you have to pay a bigger share. V'im sachru tayar, ha'olech lefnehem, but if let's say they hire a tayar, like a guide, that you know guides them through the midbar, so they don't get lost, and they don't get the sakana, mechashevim af lefi nefashot. Then already you calculate even according to the amount of people. Why? Because it seems if they hired a tayar, they were worried about what? Getting lost on the road is already sekanat nefashot. So if you see that there was an inyan of sekanat nefashot over here, so therefore they have to pay, they divide it according to the nefashot. Let's read Rashi. After the nefashot, she ta'ut ha-derech ba-medbar sekanat nefashot tu. Okay, that's what we said.
So
the money they gave the tayar, Yeah. He says, the tayar is saving him from both things. From sakanat nefashot and sakanat mamon. Mehashivim et secharo, when you pay the tayar, gam lefi mamon ve gam lefi nefashot. Right. Now the tayar wants to get money. So you calculate also the amount of people that are there when you give him his money. Because bottom line, yeah, he was saving their lives as well. Because he was showing them the right derech. So when it comes to robbers only want money. So therefore you pay according to the money. When it comes to paying the guide, you pay according to the nefashot. And then it says, ve'lo yishanu miminaga hamarim. Don't change from the minhag of guides. Which is whatever the minhag is, follow the minhag. Some people have the minhag just to pay according to the money. Some have the minhag to pay according to the nefashot. Whatever the minhag is prevalent, follow the minhag. Another halakha. Rasha'in hamarim lehatnot. Shekol mi shiyuvad lo hamoro, ya'amid lo, hamor acher. Wow. The hamarim, the guys in the caravan with the hamorim, they can make a condition amongst themselves. On the way, anybody loses a hamor, they'll compensate him. Why would they do that?
All traveling together.
So they say, whoever loses a hamor, the rest of the group will.
So they're all watching.
Competition. Everybody's watching each other's goods.
Safety in numbers.
Safety of others.
In numbers.
Okay, it's insurance. Bechushya. Now let's say one guy lost his hamor, but on purpose. He was negligent. In ma'amidim. Okay, they're not obligated. It's only in no fault. Shelo bechushya, ma'amidim lo. Okay, they got it. That was the condition they made. V'im amar tenu li v'ani eshmor en shem'im lo. Ah, if let's say the hamar that lost his hamor, he says here, give me money. Hamar is the guy that's going with hamor. Tenu li, give me money to buy a hamor v'ani eshmor, and I'll watch the rest of your hamorim. En shem'im lo. Why? Because he might not buy a hamor with the money. Now let's get again. It seems over here. Let's get that she here. בחושיה. בפשיעה אין שומעים לו. שמה לא ייקח חמור, והם לא יתנו אלא כדי שיקח חמור, ויהיה מוסד נפשו לשמור אמהם בלילות, מן החיות ולסתים.
Which means, if let's say they made this deal over here, now the guy comes up and says, okay, give me money. They're not obligated to give him money. They committed to give him another hamor. Because when he's part of the group, so he'll be moser nefesh to watch, because he has an interest. But they don't want to just give the guy money, because they're not part of everybody else's hamor. I want you to be part of the group, so you'll collectively watch with all of us. So if he comes along and says, hey, you promised me that if my hamor gets us, you'll compensate me. Okay, give me money. Money's not the answer here. Because money is good. He puts it in his pocket, and at night he goes to sleep. He don't care what happens to the other hamorim.
No, there's the guy.
No, it's not enough. They want him to be a watcher.
The concept is they wanted to make it tonight so everybody's part of the group so they'll watch each other's items. So when they give him money, and he says, no way, I'll buy a hamor with the money, that's not enough. They want him to actually have another hamor that's part of the group that'll give him an incentive to continue watching his hamor as well as everybody else's. The Gemara says, Bishita. The Gemara says, it's Pashut. What do you have to tell me the case for? Which means he adds another chamor in the group. So therefore, you would think, what? He's still going to watch because he has his chamor in the group. If he has two chamorim in the group, he's definitely going to watch more than one. So therefore, the chadush is, even though they paid him, he still has a chamor in there, he got to have two. Because bottom line, they want him to have a good shemirah for two. Tanur banan. Another story from Mitzia. It's all the same page, Dav Zayin. Sifina sheita malechet bayam ba'amad alei nachshol. Okay, you have a boat in the water, and you have a storm that comes and attacks, a big wave, tidal wave. Letuba ve'kilu me'masa. So they start throwing off the luggage, off the boat to make it lighter. Mechashevim lefi maso'o ve'en mechashevim lefi mamon. Now you got to divide the loss amongst all the passengers on the boat. So the way you calculate it is according to the weight, not according to the money. Yeah. I mean, you weigh each guy's, the guys who have more weight in their luggage of stuff, so they have to, you know, kick in more. You don't weigh, you don't judge it according to the value over there, because it's not the value over here. Which means he says here, let's say one guy threw 100 liters of gold overboard. Wow. Right? En umrim shehavero anoseimo barzel. We don't say, now they're deciding, at the point they're deciding they have to throw off stuff. So the guy took 100 pounds of gold, he threw it off. We don't tell the guy now who's throwing off iron, you have to throw 500 pounds equal to the monetary of the... No, you just go weight. You throw 100, you throw 100, you throw 100. This guy throws equal weight, but not equal value. But then it says, but don't change from the minag. If the minag is... on a certain boat or a certain place that they go according to the value, then you have to follow the minhag. Now let's say you have a group of ships that are traveling together in a group, right? They can make a condition amongst themselves. Shekol mi she'avda lo sefina ya'amid lo sefina achayret. If one of the guys in the group loses his boat, they'll make sure they get him another boat. Avdalo bekusha. He did it on purpose when he was reckless. And ma'amidim. Shelo bekusha. If it wasn't on purpose, ma'amidim lo. They give him another one. The ipirish the makom shel sefirot tulchim. And ma'amidim. But let's say if the guy went off course to a place where usually boats get lost, so in ma'amidim they don't give him another boat. So the Gemara says pshita, which means you told me that's pshia. You told me that bekusha. So therefore, what do you have to tell me the case of if he veered off the course? Lo tzericha de benisan merachake had ashla upetishre merachake tre ashle vekaazil beyomen nisan lemkom tishre. So what happened over here? It's in the months of Nisan, it's high tide, because all the snow from the mountains melts, and the rivers are high. Therefore, the boats, they're able to stay away from the shoreline, closer to the shoreline, I'm sorry, because the tide is high. So they only have to stay, let's say, a rope's length. Ashle is a rope's length. However, in Tishrei where it's low tide, so they have to keep away from the shoreline two rope lengths away. And what did the guy do? The Ka'azil biyomin Nisan nimkom Tishrei. In the month of Nisan, he veered further into the middle of the waters. Which means he could come along maybe and say, I was used to going in that area. Because that's why I travel in Tishri. And therefore he said, that's not veering off. That since in Nisan you don't go there, that's veering off, that's considered a pishah, you don't have to compensate it for his boat. Not a story. Shayara shayta ma'alechet ba'midbar. Okay, group of caravan, whatever it may be, traveling with the Ahmad, Gayas, Utrefa. You have what? Plundered. Troops come and they plunder the Shayara. The Ahmad, Ahad, Vesil. So one guy comes along, he redeemed the money. He say, he got the money back. Hitzil Le'emsa. What does that mean, Hitzil Le'emsa? Everybody can come back and take their goods back. The im amar ani atzil la'atzmi, atzil la'atzmo.
Wow.
But if he comes and says, I'm saving it for myself, so then nobody can have any claims on it. Gemara is going to explain the case. Hechi damer. Idi achol la'atzil. Which means, if everybody was able to save their money themselves, afilu sefa damer le'emsa. Nobody gave up hope. So then, what do I care what the guy said? I'm saving for myself. Nobody gave up hope, therefore everybody should be able to repossess their goods. And if nobody was able to save, so therefore they all gave up hope, the guy should be able to keep even in the beginning. Everything should be him. So why do you have to say, why is it the Emsa? We're talking about that everybody was partners in the money that got stolen over here. And we're talking about whether they were able to save or whether they weren't able to save. Which means, because a guy knows when his partner is going to save money, recover money, he doesn't make yush. Because he says, my partner will recover it for me. We're partners, so we both have an interest. Kegon ze shutaf holek. Shelo ledat havero. Which means, in this case over here, the shutaf has to split it with his partner, even shelo ledat havero, even without telling his friend. Rashi, haka b'shutaf, uben yecholim lehatzil, uben en yecholim lehatzil. It doesn't matter if they're partners, whether they could save it or whether they can't save it.
They're always partners.
They're always partners in the goods over here. Therefore, what? What, the partner can dissolve the partnership without his friend knowing? Now, Amar, if the guy said, I'm saving for myself, Palig, what did he do basically? He broke the partnership. No Amar, no Palig. That's forget what I say. Which means, bottom line, the guys are partners over here. So I don't care, yachol latzil or not latzil, which doesn't matter.
It doesn't work with it.
Which means they got plundered. So what happened? The partner comes along and says nothing. So I'm going to save the stuff. So they're partners still. But if he comes along and says, ani atzil for me, what he's basically doing is he's breaking up the partnership at that time. Even if I say the other guy can save the money, since the money is in
danger,
even though I could have saved the money myself, but you didn't, and the money is in danger, I could come along and say, I'm breaking the partnership up, and I can take the money.
He's taking a risk.
Yeah, he's being mosei nefesh for the money. Lo amar lo palik, but if he didn't say anything, he didn't break up the partnership. Ve'en lo masha matzil lo et ametz lehasil et hamamon ela kedel litol et halko. We don't say that the guy only made effort to take his own item. Whatever he recovers, he has to split. Because he didn't stipulate in the beginning. But if he stipulates in the beginning, I'm taking for myself, what he's really saying, I have nothing to do with you over here. Even though the guy didn't make Yeush. But since they're partners, so a partner can dissolve a partnership when there's a when the money is in danger, and he's the one that goes with Mosir Nefesh to save it. So therefore he's able to even do it Shalom Eda'at Havero. Mitzila Shutaf Yotem Mechde Halko. Let's say the guy redeemed the partner more than half.
Which guy?
The guy that went out and saved the money. He took more than half back. The guy, they were partnered on $1,000. The guy, Yassim, took the full 1,000. He came now, he took 600 back. He redeemed 600. Can he keep more 600? You can break the partnership and say, I'm keeping my 500. What about the extra 100? Bish'ar b'nei ha-shayara yachlu la'atzil et mamonam. If everybody else would be able to save their money, mitchalek kamon ha-notar b'neihim. He's only able to take half or whatever he was partnership in. The rest of the money is divided equally to everybody else. But if they weren't able to save, of course he can keep everything. So therefore, even in a partnership, we didn't mean that he can keep the full money. He can only keep, I'm breaking the partnership up. Good, so therefore I'm keeping mine for mine. I don't have to split that even with my partner. Masha'ekin, if he doesn't break the partnership, and let's say he gets 500, so he's got to give 250 to his partner, and he keeps 250 to himself. If there was, whatever it is, whatever the percentage of the partnership, recovery has to split with his partner. He cannot take more than the partnership was worth. I can dissolve it and keep the whole thing for myself. But the other extra that I took, that goes to everybody, it goes to everybody else in the Shayana. Think about us saying that a partner goes out on a limb for the other people in the partnership. So therefore, even though they weren't able to save it, when he doesn't say anything, it's coming out for them. So therefore, even though they weren't able to save it, he didn't say anything, he's saving it for them. Masha'inkin, when he comes along and says, no, I'm doing it for myself. So basically what he's saying is, I'm dissolving the partnership, and if I'm taking my chelik for myself, everything else would have to split. But if they would, if they, so then already, and he says, I'm taking it for myself, the Kari can take everything. Rava is the case. Okay, we're talking about over here, workers. The matzil was being paid by the shayara. He was being paid by the caravan. And what? The Ba'alim themselves were not able to save it. Ukhirav, Tamara Po'ed Yachol La'azor Bo Afilu Ba'atzi Ayyum. We have a rule that a worker is allowed to quit from his job even midday. He accepted upon himself to do a job. Midday, according to Rav, he's able to walk off the job. Vekamba Delo Hadarbe. Oh, but until he retracts, Kibirshute De Ba'al Abayit Dameh. He's considered in the reshut of the Baal HaBayit. Whenever he's zocher during his time of work, belongs to the Baal HaBayit. V'chi hadar be, and now let's say in the middle of the day he says, I'm not your worker anymore. Hazar bo. Ta'ama acharinahu. Dikhtiv, kini b'nei sil avadim. V'no avadim la'avadim. Nashi. Mipoal, a worker. She has sakhi le ba'ale safina. Okay, so therefore he's working for the people of the boats. Or whatever. For the group. They weren't able to save the goods. Hadarbe. Vezache mefkira. A guy can come along in the middle of the day and say, I quit. Which is, as long as he's working. Whatever he's zocher belongs to the group. So then the case over here is, if he wasn't chozer bo, so then the money goes to the group. Even though en yochelim latzil, doesn't matter. You're a worker. Mashiachin, if he quit, and according to that, he can quit even midday, so now en yochelim latzil, he's able to keep the whole thing for himself. And what's the reason why a worker can quit midday? Because the pasuk says, kini b'nei yisrael avadim. We're slaves to God. You're not a slave to a slave. Therefore, nobody could hold you as an avid. Therefore, you can even quit midday. Even though you said you're going to do the job, you can still back out. So therefore, now of course he's not going to get paid. He only gets paid until half day. And then the rest of the day loses his sakar. But now he's free, meaning he's on his own. So in this case, so maybe when the guy went to save the money, it depends. If he retained his position as a worker, you got to give the money to the group. But if when he went to get the money, he said, you know what, I quit. And according to Rav, even though they hired you for the day, you can quit midday because you're not a slave to people. Mm-hmm. So then he keep the money to himself. That's the way we answer it. Last answer. Rav Asher Amar, B'shiyachol la'atzil al yedei ad-dahak. Which means, everybody was able to save their money, but al yedei ad-dahak. Meaning it was not so easy, but you were able to do it. Galed da'te la'atzmo. Lo galed da'te la'emsa. Which is, if the guy who saved it revealed his da'at, that he's doing it for himself, and everybody kept quiet, and they didn't say anything, and they didn't try, so then everybody keeps it. Because we say that from the fact that he tried and they didn't, so therefore they already made a yush. Lo galed da'te, but if he didn't reveal that he's doing it for himself, so therefore, that's why they kept quiet, because they thought,
you do it for them.
Therefore, la'emsa. Therefore, you have to split it. So basically, we gave a few answers. Let's just review the answers to this case. Either the first answer is shutafim, or po'alim, or yachol la'atzil al-idei ad-dahak. The case of shutafim, it doesn't matter. Ben yachol la'atzil, ben eno yachol la'atzil. And the subject of it is, can a shutaf break a partnership? So therefore, whether they can save it or not, when he goes along, if he says, I'm saving it for the group, so I don't care whether even they gave up, but we're partners, so I'm saving it for them. But if he's, I'm saving it for myself, he broke the partnership, he just keeps his chelek. Or you have a plan. If he's still working for them, I don't care what their status is, he's got to give it to the group. Because a plan that zochim hefkir, he's got to pay back. But if he quits, according to that, he can quit midday, keeps it to himself. Third answer, it's talking about where they were able to save it al yedei ad-dahak, if they wanted to. So the guy comes along now and says, I'm going to get it. And I'm getting it for myself. They didn't say anything. Why didn't they say anything? Must be they gave up hope. Because they thought it was far gone. The guy keeps it to himself. But if he didn't say anything, and they could have saved it, so they were assuming he's getting it for us. Therefore he has to split it.